It's a huge game on Sunday for you. I mean, it's almost like a cup final, a six-pointer. It's probably a must-win game. Would you say it's a must-win game?
I'd say it's a must-and-lose game. I don't think it will end the season anyway if we win or lose it. But certainly a game we want to go up there and do our best. And I think that the fact that Finn Harps are at home, and I think everybody, I've listened to a lot of people say that they're more better equipped to win those type of games than us. So I think that they'll be looking at it, and most people looking at it thinking that Finn Harps are going to win it. So it's nice for us to not have the pressure of going up there and everyone's not expecting us to win.
Did having the weekend last week give you kind of time to reflect on the Rovers' performance and almost kind of get it out of your system, I suppose, and look ahead now to Finn Harps game?
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that this week. Definitely, certainly not. It certainly wasn't up to the standards that we expect at the club. So, we've been focusing on Finn Harps rather than looking backwards. We're looking forwards, and training's been good, and we've done a lot of work on how we're going to play, and we've done a lot of work on Finn Harps, and the not having a game gave us a little bit of time to get a couple more bodies hopefully available for us.
And guys coming back from injury, and you have Kit Elliott coming back as well as a bonus?
Yeah, Kit's back, he's still quarantining, so he probably won't be available to or fit enough to play, so we'll see what happens there. But he's in the country anyway, and obviously a couple of other lads have had little niggles that are clearing up, so it's been a good week since.
What do you expect from Finn Harps? It was a close game down here when you played them earlier on in the season.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, they don't get beaten by a lot of goals in the games they play. If the games have lost, they're not getting beaten. They set up well, they defend well, dangerous from set pieces, so we know what to expect up there.
Yeah, we know every game from here on in is crucial if you're going to climb out of the bottom two. Finn Harps, obviously one of two teams you've beaten this year, so you know, up there obviously you're expecting another dogfight.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Like I said, it's always tough just up in Finn Harps anyway. It's a hostile ground, and they play to their strengths up there, which is hard to beat. Definitely hard to beat up there. So it's a game where we're going up there trying to win, but you know, we know it's an important that we don't lose.
Yeah, and Ollie has been involved in a lot of these kind of crucial kind of scraps for survival. Do you think that gives Harps a bit of an edge?
I think everyone thinks it does. I think that everyone's thinking that we're going to go up there and they're going to beat us. So that's fine with us. It puts a little bit of pressure on Finn Harps now to get a result, which they probably don't normally get.
Yeah, just the away form, obviously just 2 points on the road. Would you see this now as, I know you said about the ball, that once you don't get beaten, but is it time now to get 3 points from where you are and the game's running out?
We'll try to go and get 3 points, but like I say, it's more important. If we get 3 points there, are we safe? No. If we lose or we draw, are we out of it? No. So there's loads more football to be played. We'll go up there and we'll try and get a positive result, but certainly won't be the beginning or the end of the season, whatever result we get.